Firing Line with the host, Michelle Deagle. She is smiling here, and she has all your questions. Either you call into our order line, 888-212-8871, or you log into NutraMedical.com. And, Michelle, you got lots of announcements and things to say.
Good morning.
It's Inauguration
Day. Good morning.
Day.
Good morning to you. This is a great day, a happy day for the entire country. I wasn't getting prepared very much. I've been really busy watching the inauguration. I watched everything, even signing all those documents and everything. It was hilarious. All those pens.
And then why do they change the pen every time?
I don't know, but he didn't bother. He was passing pens around and fooling around with Nancy Pelosi, and she's a lot. It's just it was very kind of relaxed and funny.
So did anybody have to sign besides him?
What do you mean?
He had to sign all these documents, whatever. It was just
the president.
Yeah, just Donald.
Just President Trump is the only one that signs.
Right. And by the way, I figured out his hair. The reason why he has his hair is because he has American bald eagle hair. You know that swoop?
Oh, God.
He's got the bald eagle swoop. How's that? Anyway, go ahead.
Because an eagle could land in it.
That's right. And of course, it's great because our show is the Deagles, which, by the way, is an ancient Norwegian name of the three eagles in flight, and Diagle, which is a French version of it because it came down the 11th century to protect the king of France. My ancestors were all giants. I'm not a giant, but they were.
God.
Yeah, they were all like 6'9 plus. Vikings
all
from
short
Norway.
People.
Norway.
All, you know what? All short people from say that they have giants in their family. Berg. When you're from a family of mine,
well,
where
actually,
guys
my cousin,
6'3" and 6 feet tall and everything, no one says
my cousin actually, who was a physical therapist in Calgary, was 6'5". So,
I know. You told me that when I first
he's
met
a big boy.
You. 32 years ago, you're still telling me, I have, you know how many relatives I have?
Yeah, but I think they married a lot of smaller women. How's that? And I'm a descendant of those smaller women.
Whatever. Whatever. Donald Trump, he looks like he's a good 6 foot something, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. One or two, yeah. He's a big boy, yeah.
So anyways, I've been watching it all day and enjoying and happy and very optimistic. I don't know what Matthew had to say this morning, my son, because he's more pessimistic about the future. I'm very optimistic.
No, actually, what he said was, it's going to be very good for America. It's going to bring back jobs and the border control and reduce terrorism and so on. But the long-term effect, for example, of Brexit, which is Britain leaving Europe, and the election of Donald Trump, which has encouraged Europeans to have a pan-European army, in a decade or so will make the rise of the superstate Europe much more likely.
Well, that's what Matthew was talking to me about, the mark of the beast and everything. You know what he says, Bill? Oh, Mom, we got to get out of California. Boy, if I heard that once, I heard that twice. Many times, get out of California. Well, you know, today it is pouring raining. It's been raining all night. We have a leak in the foyer. I've got a big pot under it. And
actually, pretty soon, I'm going to have to start building a boat like Noah.
Honestly.
In the yard.
We hope, because apparently California, the state, is now saying we're 69% out of the drought. But I'd say after this one, because this is lasting days and days and days, we're going to at least be up to 80.
There's different parts of the state. We're in the southern part of the state where we get more water than the central part of the state, like in L.A. and central California. Northern California is already out of the drought.
Oh, yes.
And Southern California, where we are in San Diego, the only place that's really still in some droughtishness is central state. And by the way, they did a lot more planting, so they have a lot more underground and other reservoirs around L.A. So believe it or not, the most reservoirs of almost any place on Earth, underground and elsewhere, is Los Angeles. So they prepared for the drought better than anybody for long-term water supplies. But now, if this continues for another month or two, they'll be out of it as well.
Well, one place you're not going to get rain is Palm Springs, and my understanding is I think the Obamas are moving to Palm Springs, California. And
Palm Springs? Are they going to move there? That's because he's a golfomaniac?
Well, they have a house there and everything.
I thought they had a house in Hawaii. They also have a house in Washington, D.C. for their daughter to finish school.
And, you know, we can remember to thank Obama for his 8 years of service, and I'm sure he's a free man now, and I mean, he has a great personality. I always tell you, Bill, he's got more charisma in his pinky finger than most people. And I just, you know, farewell to Obama and hello to Trump. And I'm good.
Well, actually, you know, there's I learned a funny and a good lesson a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And everybody's an example of something. Sometimes people are a really good, bad example. Mm-hmm. Now, well, the problem that Obama did, because in the first 2 years he had power, is he put in Obamacare, which is good.
Yes, that was not good. Well, the idea, his idea, are you done? His idea of Obamacare was, you know, how I think he started.
Yeah, but he was not a business manager, so he handed it over to the lawyers, the big insurance, and the other people, and they screwed it up.
Yeah.
But his idea of Obamacare, to be honest with you, he should be proud of the legacy, because even though we're going to fix it and totally rewrite it, most of the parts of it, Obamacare, are going to still be there. Okay. Insurance up to 26, coverage for pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, that's so
portability. Portability is something that should have been put into it.
Yeah.
And I recommend, I'm putting together a video this weekend to send off to Bart Goldberg, good friend of Donald for the last 35 years, who's also the co-founder of A4M, to put in a few extra things like allow medics to retrain so that right now they can't even ride an ambulance even though they're a surgeon on the battlefield. Okay? Allow portability of licensure, allow people who work part-time, get rid of malpractice. Some basic things that'll even make...
And health care for everyone. What do everyone. I always say?
Yeah, but you don't need a national...
From my Canadian roots, I always think everyone deserves health care.
You don't want a single-payer system. You want a system where you have choices.
Private and...
The reason why you want that is you want to have competition so you develop a better system than Canada or Britain.
Which would be better than Canada.
Yeah, exactly.
You had a two-tier system. But we shall see.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was fun today, and I'm prepared by rushing the last half hour here. I just stopped watching TV. And Melania, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful today. It's just she's a beautiful blue suit.
So Jackie Onassis, number two, is on the scene. Yeah.
She's going to have some
classy first lady.
Classy.
Yeah.
Very classy. Very beautiful. Bill, so I thought I'd do something, not a sale or anything like that, but just for the weekend, I was going to offer free shipping on everything, like which includes all of our NutriMeds, also CardioVasc, Zeolite, IndiaMise, Alimax, Mountain Red Deer, free shipping on everything this weekend.
All of your supplements, everything. Wow. That's really good.
You know something?
What?
Remember last week when Pam and Len from Chicago were asking about the cough thing?
I put it
Remember
up.
That?
It's up on our Amazon NutriMedical store.
You got to order some for yourself.
No, I talk too much. That's my fault. I talk too much, and lately with the change in weather, I'm getting a post nasal drip. So I should take more of my nasal
Remember
spray.
You had asthma. I think you've got sick.
No, it's not that. It's post nasal. Mm-hmm. I need to use my sinus pulse more because I'm so busy. I don't use it enough. Which I have in the bedroom, and my sinus pulse will clear the sinuses with Nutridyne, and you should use my Nutri Silver more. I brought one down yesterday, and here it is with a little nasal tip. Now, by the way, we sell little bottles with a nasal tip for your nose. Those are also available on the sinus category of the Amazon
store.
I'm
just saying that you help so many people every day.
It's a matter of me doing the treatments, for
every
example.
Every day, and why don't you find something?
It's time. It's time. I have to find the time to just do it as often. Because I'm so busy
answering. Take care of yourself and get some sleep.
Oh, I'm getting good sleep now lately, thank the last few days since you've been back.
One night. Yes, you did last night.
Yeah, night before was pretty good, too. But, I was only... Yeah.
The night before, you were up from 12 to 5. I know it.
Yeah, I know. I slept good, though, first because I went to bed early. But you're right.
Yeah,
and I did get a lot of things done. Like, I got five of those QRMA analysis reports done, plus a ton of emails. Consoles.
Boy, if you ever get an email from Dr. Bill, check the timestamp on it and go like, what? Michelle told him he should be sleeping.
Yeah. Well, I am a bit of a workaholic, that's true.
A bit, yeah. Of course, we're all thankful for that. You keep us going over here. I'm able to turn on the fireplace because we don't have any heat, so I turn on the fireplace.
Well, you could turn on the heat, but
don't
like
I'll
it.
No, I'll never turn on the heat.
Yeah,
because of
you like living in, I call it Norway. That's why we call our son's bedroom, because his window's opening in the wintertime.
Norway.
We call his bedroom, his door's open, it's like Norway.
Okay.
And he looks like a Viking. So if you see the guys that are on the set of the Vikings, our youngest son, Chris, definitely, and our oldest son, Matthew, those two guys for sure look like Vikings.
Yeah, big, tall guys like their mother. Anyways, that's funny that you say that, because everyone says that Christopher looks like Jon Snow.
He's a dead ringer for him.
Game of Thrones.
Jon Snow. He comes out even to see his.
We shouldn't even admit we watched that. That's the goriest, most sexually explicit, gory movie or show, whatever, out there, isn't it? But we do watch it. Therefore, I always close my eyes when it gets to violent parts, don't I, Bill?
Yeah. Well,
do you close your eyes?
No.
You should.
Why?
Because
I'm a doctor,
I've seen
gorier stuff.
Oh,
in
you've
medicine.
Seen stuff in medicine.
Gorier stuff in medicine. Working in emergency department, I saw gorier stuff in Game of Thrones.
That's true.
Right.
Never thought of that, but you have seen some pretty horrendous things over the years.
Yeah, stuff that if most people saw what I saw, their heart would stop.
Me, for example.
Yeah.
Well, this Richie. Hi, Richie. I wanted to say hi to Richie, and he's our friend over in Nevada. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a smart, neat guy.
He was a firefighter for years, and he inhaled a lot of things that most of us never are faced with. Will you stop that?
Be quiet. A lot of toxic heavy metals and chemicals. Which, by the way, we're pulling out of them. We're pulling out of them.
Do you know, though, he's right now, he has 40% lung function.
No, not lung function.
What is
kidney.
It? It's kidney.
Now, I'll tell you what, basically we hear what happened to him, which happens to elderly people. Get yourself into a state where you're not eating or drinking enough, and you get dehydrated, and your kidneys can shut down just simply from dehydration.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And that's what happened to him.
Yeah.
They also found out that his doctor was smart from Henderson and came down to their clinic and measured his homocysteine, and it was 16.8. Now, if you're over 8, you're in trouble. If you're over 13, you're in extremis. If you're over 16, you're in disaster zone.
Well, I thought it was 18.
It was 16.8.
Oh, my.
Now, what homocysteine is, and this is without an L-methionine challenge, because I've invented the functional medicine test. If you actually challenge with methyl groups. No, I did, because I talked to my other doctor colleagues at the Academy of Environmental Medicine.
Why do you always brag?
No, I'm not telling you this.
This is
important. No, this is extremely important that I say this, because I did add this test to it, okay? Mm-hmm. Is you have to add 500 milligrams the night before you do an L-methionine challenge for homocysteine, because two-thirds of the time you're going to miss it. It's not going to shoot up over 8 unless you challenge with methyl groups. If you do it the night before, it's going to show up. Just like if someone does a thyroid test and doesn't do a reverse thyroid hormone, their thyroid test is useless. So when somebody orders a thyroid test, whether it's your specialist or your primary doctor, and it's all covered by your insurance, by the way, LabCorp and Quest and your regular insurance plans for everybody, you have to measure a free RT3. Reverse thyroid hormone, which I brought the test over from Germany 37 years ago.
I thought you were talking about homocysteine.
Homocysteine, if it's high, is going to burn out your artery walls. It's going to cause heart failure. It's one of the factors causing hypertension, stroke, and heart disease.
We talked about this last week, too. It's really important.
Really, really, really important. And by the way, it's probably the primary driver of hypertension. It's probably the primary. Dr. Kilmer McCauley, who was at Harvard, discovered it when he was just coming out of residency and fellowship. And his other doctor colleagues got so mad at him, they actually kind of pushed him aside for years, and it was like 20, 30 years later where they gave him special awards because it was a thing called maple syrup urine disease. It's a genetic disorder in boys where they get high homocysteine levels and their urine smells like maple syrup, right? And what happened is they were getting heart disease and heart attacks at 10 and 12 years of age.
Bill, what is homocysteine?
Homocysteine is a, basically, homocysteine is a byproduct of methylation that's in a cycle inside your cells and your mitochondria.
In the ATP cycle?
It's part of that cycle. And what happens is it basically is involved with transferring methyl groups. Methyl groups are really important because they turn on and off genes. They regulate and protect your regeneration of cells. So if you get homocysteine damage to your endothelial cells and your blood vessel walls, it kills them. And if it kills them, you get plaque, or eventually you actually burn the collagen and elastin and your aorta can start polluting. So most people that have a aortic aneurysm, like Alan Thicke that died with that ruptured aortic aneurysm, probably had silently very high homocysteine levels and was burning his aorta, so it became like a balloon, and when it popped, it killed him instantly. And you'll die quicker from a ruptured aortic aneurysm than if you were beheaded. That's how fast
you die. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, it's amazingly fast. It's like 30 seconds, you're dead.
So back on Richie, with Richie then. Back to him.
So his homocysteine was probably driven by heavy metals, because your body uses methyl groups to grab heavy metals, so he probably depleted himself. So people with mercury amalgams, or even in the past, people with cadmium, or they eat a lot of regular chicken, it's not organic chicken, it's going to have arsenic. Or if they have a lot of free iron, you know, high levels of ferritin, they're going to grab their homocysteine because it's an iron-sulfur compound, and it's involved with a whole lot of really important things in your body, including myelination of nerve fibers, removing heavy metals, removing toxins, and keeping your... And the methyl groups, I put up a video a few weeks ago about how homocysteine is regulated in the body and how important it is. So our product, Semethyl.
Where can you find that video?
That video is up on live stream. It's over on YouTube and Vimeo, too.
And how do you get to that? From our front
page? You just go to our front page and it'll look like Listen Live. You go to live
and
stream.
You Listen Live?
You can go to Listen Live there, and you can go down to... It's all in all three. It's in
our, where is it, though, Bill? Because I need to know, too.
You can go to YouTube, on our YouTube channel here. You can go
so
to
you
Vimeo.
So you click on the second one down, the archives and podcasts. Is that how you get to
Yeah, you can go to, yeah. No, that's no. That's it,
that'll I'm, take you to the. Main
I'm putting
page.
A lot of them over there, over in Deagle Network too now.
But, so how do you get there?
You can go down the list to. I would go to YouTube.
Under Listen Live. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and if you go down to the YouTube channel, you'll find it there.
Okay.
But you also find it under Vimeo, and I'm putting them also under Deagle Network. We're putting the hyperlinks and embed links over on Minds as well.
Okay.
But it's also on Deagle Network, which means it broadcasts it out on dozens of RSS feeds for video and audio all over the world. So these things, I actually reviewed the literature on it because it's not focused enough that people are not looking at this as a major risk factor for heart disease. And homocysteine independently will not only fry your arteries, it fries your brain and your peripheral nerves. So it's a major factor causing peripheral neuropathy in diabetics. It's a major factor causing dementia, which we call type 3 diabetes.
Now, how do you? What supplements do we
Simethyl,
have to correct?
Period.
Anything
Even,
else?
No. You need to take to make sure you have adequate levels of B12 and folate, but B12 and folate by itself won't do it. There were delusions in the past, but I pull up all the recent literature,
mm-hmm.
that they used to think if you used high-dose activated B12 and folate, it would fix the homocysteine.
Mm-hmm.
The controlled studies have shown that doesn't happen. If you don't,
so what extra does Sam Apple have?
Simethyl is the actual S-adenosyl methionine. You actually have to have the methyl donor. And if you have the S-adenosyl methionine, it actually will bring down a homocysteine lump in within minutes. But if you don't, and the thing is, we have a crystalline form that's the highest 77% isomer. And I usually recommend you take a sachet in the morning, again one early afternoon, if you have any elevated homocysteine over 8. But you also need adequate B12 and folate. So I recommend a bio-LVR twice a day. And if your levels of B12 folate are low, you take a superfolate or power methyl B12 under the tongue as well. But it's a lot more common. Two-thirds of adults over 60 have B12 deficiencies on a Schilling test, and it'll have horrifying consequences. But just taking B12 and folate will not fix homocysteine. Homocysteine's a devil, and it's actually a major factor causing dementia, vascular disease, and is probably the primary factor causing heart failure and severe hypertension and even renal failure.
Well, back to Richie Bill, his question that he wanted me to ask you today.
Right.
Was he's been a customer of ours and a friend of ours for years and
right.
years. And he, of course, has been taking our supplements and they're keeping him alive.
Right.
He wanted to know if because his kidney function is 40%.
Right.
Right. Not as long, I apologize, Richie, that if you take a lot of supplements, can your kidneys handle processing them?
Yeah.
Supplements
are fine. Drugs may not be. Certain drugs, for example, ACE receptor blockers or ACE inhibitors,
mm-hmm.
some of the new drugs like Entresto that's used for heart failure can zap your kidneys.
Yeah.
And your blood level of certain drugs will go higher if you have decreased kidney function like glucophage and many other drugs.
Because his doctor, when he went to the hospital, told him that the supplements would hurt your kidneys.
His doctors are uninformed.
Yeah,
there's no effect at all from taking
supplements.
No. If anything, the supplements are keeping his kidneys going. Because what's been happening, he's probably been frying his kidneys in the Hopalupa Henley with the heavy metals and the high homocysteine.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that reverse that are things like ultrathiamine B1, diosmin vein away, and things to repair the loop of Henley like Simethyl, superfolate, paramethyl B12, and bio-LVR. Mm-hmm. So the loop of Henley, the most important ones there for the kidney, right, are that. And also we have peptides, for example, from the Russian Academy of Sciences and the European Anti-Aging. And I can give you peptides to regenerate kidney function. And those peptides actually will take your stem cells in your kidney and may regrow them. Those are available right now, too.
Those are peptides that you order from Europe.
I order from Europe, yeah. And I have special order them. And they come from the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I can actually get those for different organ systems, brain, heart, liver, kidneys, whatever glands. And they're specialized for each specific organ.
Right. Oh, so you order them depending on which...
On whatever problem. They might need 3 to 5 different peptides depending on the system. For example, one of our young gentlemen is on 3 peptides for his MS.
Yes.
So we're giving him one to regenerate his brain, his peripheral blood vessels, and his immune system.
Oh, I see. That's why they... Okay.
Right.
So for Richie, it would be for his kidneys?
His blood vessels and for his detoxification systems. Because what happened is he got overloaded as a firefighter working also in the military with heavy metals and volatile chemicals. And a lot of time people are not aware, too, if you take the stuff out too fast, like, you know, mercury amalgams,
mm-hmm.
you can dump the mercury, and then all of a sudden your homocysteine will go into orbit. Because your homocysteines, your methyl groups are the primary way you pull heavy metals out of the body. And if you overwhelm it, your homocysteine is going to go crazy, so it's going to zap your blood vessels and you go into heart failure, or push you into diabetes, or make you start developing peripheral neuropathy or even dementia. So, and because it can cause DNA damage, you can actually trigger off cancer. So people need to be aware. Homocysteine is a big deal, and you need a buffer against it if you're detoxifying. So our S-methyl is extremely important. It's the most powerful form of S-methyl in the world. And it's nitrogen sachets.
How would you know if you had high homocysteine?
You have to do
a test. There's no other way to know, is there?
You're going to see certain signatures on the QRMA test that I can know how to interpret.
Yeah.
But also, if you do just an L-methionine challenge, any lab anywhere can do a homocysteine. It's a simple test. And it's all covered by insurance. You just got to go to a health food store, or I'll probably put it up, it's the L-methionine amino acid.
You should put that up.
Yeah, you just need 500 milligrams of the L-methionine the night before, 1,000 milligrams.
Uh-huh.
And when the body gets a load of methionine, by the way, certain foods are high in methionine. For example, almonds, they're high in methionine.
Yeah.
So if you have a problem with homocysteine, you got to make sure you're with high methionine foods. You've got to make sure that your homocysteine doesn't go into orbit after you eat them.
Oh, so stay away from almonds. Then.
No, just
if
make
you
sure.
Have a problem.
No, if you have a problem, it means you're going to have a big problem almost any protein meal because there's going to be a certain amount of methyl groups in it. So it means if it takes off because you eat, say, almond nuts, it means you're burning your arteries in your brain and you're going to get into big trouble because homocysteine is a major, major toxic byproduct of just normal metabolism.
Very interesting.
Interesting, hey?
Bill, do we have a moment to start with a question?
Sure.
I wanted to...
Ooh, just a second now.
What?
It looks like it should have been on break, but I'm not sure. It's... Yeah.
What's going on?
Maybe we missed the break. I don't know. Okay.
When was the break? Did we talk right through the break?
Oh, yeah. So we skipped the first break, so we're still on live. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
So we did skip the first break?
That's right. So we just keep going until the second break. You get some more time. I can't believe it, dude. You're getting spoiled today.
That went by fast. That was really interesting.
Yeah.
So we're still on. Are we on the
air? Yeah, on until about the 27th after the hour. Yeah.
Okay, my dear. Thank you. So Wendy from Arizona, thank you for your devotion and service to God. I have a grandson who is now 12 years old and is considered to be a high-functioning case of autism spectrum disorder.
Right.
He is what we call a thumper, meaning when he sits, he tends to rock back and forth forcefully, and he also rocks back and forth or side to side when he's in bed. He displays OCD symptoms and is subject to emotional outbursts. He uses music through headphones as a means of coping, and I feel that he is really suffering on a daily basis.
Right.
I have heard you discuss BOF, is that biofeedback?
Brain on fire.
Oh, brain on fire.
One of my diggleisms.
I am asking you to recommend what you feel would be most helpful for him.
The first thing you have to understand is, if these children have specific polymorphisms of their DNA, which I can find from 23 and Prometheus, I can tell you which child is more likely to get it if they get stack vaccines, number one. Number two, I can reverse brain on fire. The first thing you give is gamma tocopherol, which is gamma E+, and CoQ10 ubiquinol. The next is cell detox glutathione, because you've got to stop the free radicals.
So the first two important ones, because she says
gamma
she's
plus,
on a budget.
Gamma E+, and CoQ10 ubiquinol. Yep. And then cell detox glutathione. Those are the three biggies. Okay.
All right.
Then the next thing you need to do is you need to support normal neurotransmitter levels with Cognition Plus and Brain Power, which is vinpocetine that's neuroprotective. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to restore cholinergic pathways. Acetylcholine is deficient in the hippocampus and certain areas of the brain, which is why you get these weird rocking movements and so on. And the way to do it is with fat-soluble thiamine, ultrathiamine B1, cytidine or CDP choline, and uridine or uridine monophosphate. Now, the reason why there's two different ones, if you know from your SNPs on the Prometheus, I'll know if you're a fast or slow acetylator. If you're a fast acetylator, you can take uridine monophosphate. If you're a slow acetylator, I give you uridine. And
so which would you recommend if you can't afford to test? Just uridine.
Uridine, yeah.
Okay.
Now, you can measure the neurotransmitters in platelets at some of these advanced functional medicine labs. You can also measure a quantitative electroencephalogram, which is covered by insurance, called a Quig scan, by a PhD psychologist trained by the Lexicore machine or other equivalent technology. And you can look at what's called cortical voltages, what's called coherent pattern between different areas of the cortex, because to learn something, you have to have the neural network in the same phase and frequency in two areas of the brain to create a new neural network and new neural impulses. It'll create what's called a stochastic hologram that will rebuild itself as it comes into consciousness. So quick scan is very easy, and you can do the urine test for the neurotransmitters, and you can also measure oxidative markers. These kids show high oxidative markers. T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acids, they show high levels of peroxynitrate in their blood, and they show high levels of 8-hydroxy-2-prime-deoxyguanosine, which is a pyrimidine that gets oxidized in your DNA. So I can actually measure and show this, and we can also show a SPECT blood flow scan, a quantitative electroencephalogram, of course, a quick scan, and we can do what's called a MRI scan with T1 weighting to look for myelination, because these kids have delayed myelination of different nerve tracts, which is why we'd also add fatty acids Neurogen, Omega Supreme Krill, and our new omega fatty acid coming is Omega Pro, which is monoglyceride, because if you have pro-inflammatory fatty acids in these kids, it's really, really bad, because their inflammatory fatty acids display myelination in brain pathways, so they can't learn because there's actually no saltatory nerve connection. So their frontal lobes are cut off, so they can't learn executive functions or learn. Mm-hmm. Their hippocampus is not functioning, so they don't have a card file system to remember things. Mm-hmm. And their cholinergic pathways are shut off. One of the more strong cholinergic pathways that is preserved even when you're dying is your hearing, which is why these kids like music.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, they respond really well mm-hmm. if you give them a ketogenic diet. You can test their urine for ketosis, and it's a low-carb diet, ketogenic diet, and it's alkaline, and you put them in mild hyperbaric oxygen. It's like a miracle. The three things: you got to be on the supplements first, or none of this will work. Then you use mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy and a ketogenic diet, and the three together will rescue 95% of these kids
well,
right away without anything else.
She could afford the ketogenic diet because anybody.
Yeah,
can
if she
do
takes
that,
the supplements, the ketogenic,
supplements.
Probably she'll see supplements. Improvement. A great deal of improvement with those things alone. But if she could lease a hyperbaric chamber or even get the university to order one, because they can order it through insurance for her to get hyperbarics. So it can be covered by insurance, but believe it or not, even most of the plans will cover hyperbaric, because depending on the state they're in, a lot of states will cover hyperbaric therapy, especially with kids with autism or autism spectrum disorder now. It depends on the state, very much dependent. One state, no. Other states, yes. Insurance will cover it.
Next is George, Bill. He's from West Sussex, Great Britain. And looks like we're actually getting some music here.
Ah.
I have an arthritic condition, or more correctly, a rheumatoid arthritic condition, as I have both muscular as well as joint pains to contend with. It's a long-standing chronic condition. And it's always grumbling in the background. I'm coming up to 76. And I
well,
guess
we're
going to
help George
back.
In just a moment.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
And welcome back. We're talking about a gentleman in Britain with
George.
Yeah. Now, let me explain a little bit about rheumatoid arthritis. Back for the last 60 years, we've known that mycoplasma, they were able to culture out in some cases. As better and better culture techniques, Mycoplasma hominis incognita cultures out virtually all cases of rheumatoid arthritis. And it's a part of a process, what's called immune homology. Now, I did research with Dr. Chungut Vujadani in the early 80s. We're at UCLA working on the idea that toxic chemicals can attach to body proteins or pathogens and can act as an immune homology amplifier. What they do is they attach to a protein, like, for example, the protein of Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is the yeast that makes bread, actually has a sequence of amino acids that is identical to the basement membrane of the bowel wall. Now, there's a sequence in the synovial membrane of joints that is identical to the mycoplasmal proteins. And so you want to kill off the pathogen, you want to turn off the cytokines in the joint, and you want to regenerate the joint hydroviscous layer and the joint cartilage, because it's destroyed by rheumatoid nodules, peroxynitrate, and interleukins and cytokine inflammatory molecules.
Now, so, is this true for osteoarthritis?
They used to think it's non-inflammatory, but it's a different type of inflammation.
Does it have the same common...
No, osteoarthritis is driven primarily by insulin.
Okay.
Insulin levels increase,
so it's
and insulin causes a change in the most level of nitroperoxy radical in the joints and other cytokines, but it's not due to infective cause.
Okay.
And that's why a lot of people don't realize that stealth pathogens can be a factor in some forms of disease. Now, with rheumatoid, the first thing you want to do is you want to take Tendon Bender and Joint Performance and Collagen Max. And you want to take the anti-inflammatory Inflamex and switch your fatty acids you're taking, like Omega Supreme, because they're pro-inflammatory fatty acids are in your body. we're looking at another nutraceutical that we've been developing for some time that may be coming on that actually turns off the cytokines in the joint. And that is one that we're looking at too now. So we have joint performance, which actually rebuilds the cartilage in the joint, and hydroviscous layer and tendon mender that turns off epigenetically the tendonitis, tenosynovitis. There's actually, and I'm thinking of different names, you know, like joint healer or whatever, because what it does is shuts off these cytokines. Now, you can do that also with things like cell detox glutathione and with Cell Defense Plus, because curcumin, and we have the most absorbable form in the world, will shut off the cellular cytokines in joints and tissues and even gets rid of the genetic and inflammatory changes of cancer. So the only thing we know that actually will get rid of cancer from other cells is our Cell Defense Plus, right? And also, so the other one I was thinking of is MycoD2, which is our oncomycin to get rid of. It's a mushroom-based vitamin D2.
I haven't talked about that much.
MycoD2 is also very helpful for the joints, too, because it's going to actually modify the cytokines. So what I would say for him to start off with as a core is joint performance, tendon mender, collagen max, and Inflamax.
Good.
Check with me in about 2 weeks to see how he's doing.
Yeah.
If we need to add to that, we can.
Okay.
And as I say, we're maybe launching in the next few weeks this joint healer that shuts off cytokines of all inflammatory arthritis. And it actually shuts down interleukin 4, peroxynitrite, and other ones, both osteo and rheumatoid. Because
what about joint performance?
Joint performance actually regenerates the joint. What's happened to most people get what's called eburnation. The joint is being destroyed right down to there's no hydroviscous layer. It's dry. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it goes dry because they're taking nonsteroidals. As soon as you start taking ibuprofen or nonsteroidals, your joints go dry and tear them apart. So what you're doing is you may take away temporary pain because you're a weekend warrior.
So but you then you have a different name. That sounds too much like joint performance.
I'll figure out another name.
Yeah.
You can help me figure out a name.
I'm confused already. Which one's for which?
Well, you tell me what name is you think is good, but it turns off the inflammatory and synovial cytokines of all inflammatory arthritis, which is really good.
So arthritis of the name would be a good idea.
Right.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. How about the...
How about this, like a Viking? Arthritis Slayer. I don't know.
Slayer. I don't know. A little over the top.
Watching Vikings, you see, a day late yesterday, it sort of made me a little more in a Viking mood.
Bob from Colorado. Dear Dr. Deagle, I am a 65-year-old disabled police officer. I fell pushing a police car back in November 2000 and snapped my neck and back and also ripped out my right rotator. I have had two neck surgeries and I fell off a carport a few months ago onto my right side, and over the past few months my right hip has been killing me.
Wow.
I had an MRI done a couple of weeks ago and I was wondering if you could review them and see if there is any hope of relief.
Well, whenever we get into medical records,
it requires. Can I say that?
Yeah, requires a consult. Now, if I'm just giving advice because somebody sends me a paragraph or a few sentences and say, give me a basic protocol of two or three things to start with, doc, or even to revise that, let's say two or three times, there's no charge. But as soon as somebody wants me to review medical records or MRI scans or medical legal reports, they need to purchase usually 2 units of time and send me all, not just one selective thing like an MRI report. I want to know the surgeon's report, the rheumatologist's report, the lab work. I want to know what tests or inflammatory markers. Did they measure a lupus test? And did they see a stippling pattern? I want to know if they had rheumatoid factor. I want to know what their sed rate was. I want to know if they did plain x-rays as well as, say, an MRI or CT scan or an MRI arthrogram. Or if the radiologist, or the orthopedic surgeon did an arthrogram, you know, or actually scoped and looked in the joints. So I need to know all those things to give a really good opinion. I don't want to just give a slap opinion like, oh, yeah. You know, for example, a lot of people are what I call pseudo health professionals. They may be naturopaths or chiropractors or other people that don't have any training in medical surgery. What I'm providing is comprehensive. It covers every field.
And to get a consult, you just go to the
front page.
Just go to NutriMedical under products, and you'll see a phone consult.
Phone consult.
You can buy as many units.
Yeah, I usually recommend when you're getting a complex problem, 2 units. Send me all your records and fill in the 11-page history form. I give you a really valuable full analysis, and then... You know, then you're going to have something to go to, whether I say you need to go to a certain specialist or do a certain imaging or a regular lab test that's covered by your insurance or alternative functional medicine testing. I'll tell you exactly what you need to do, but I'll give you real answers.
Carrie from Casula, New South Wales, Australia.
Huh?
Hello, we've recently purchased a shallow dive hyperbaric chamber through stomach to sea, and you, Dr. Deagle.
Right.
Can you please recommend which ozone unit?
Well, we carry the ozone
unit. And how you incorporate that into the hyperbaric session?
First off, the ozone units we sell cycle for 30 minutes, and the line just runs from the compressor into your compressor for your summit to sea.
Now, our ozone units don't need to have a hyperbaric chamber.
No.
We sell
you can ozonate water for drinking or for rectal ozone ozonated water or ozonating the air already. But if you're using it for
the
hyperbaric...
The ones that we have already.
Yes, and they're $187. They're not expensive. Yeah. And they're very robust, and they give you 30 minutes of ozone generation. And they're... What they do is they go into the compressor line, and the compressor compresses the air from the area and also compresses the ozone. Now, I have an oxygen concentrator, too, so it'll bump up the oxygen another, say, 5 to 7%. And so that line also runs into the compressor, so it's compressing ozone and extra oxygen that goes into it. So it doesn't go directly in the chamber. It goes into a little plastic, airline, just runs into the compressor chamber, so it's getting the ozone.
So you
purchase from us. We carry them.
Oh, and you don't need anything extra.
No.
Just put it in.
All you do is run a little plastic line. You just loosen the top of the compressor enough so it's easy to get the line in, and then tighten it back up, and that's it. You're done. It takes 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing to it.
Next is Dean, Bill. Uh-huh. My name is Dean, and my wife just had a baby 2 months ago. Congratulations.
Right.
She is breastfeeding, and she has thrush. And the pain is so bad that she says it feels like someone is stabbing a knife through her chest. I was wondering if NutriMedical had something to heal this.
The first thing you want to do is thrush.
What is thrush?
Yeah. Thrush is candida. And there's 3 different forms of candida in North America. Candida tropicalis, glabrata, and the most common is candida albicans. And it can cause cracking and bleeding and a secondary bacterial infection of the nipple or the ducts of the breast. It can be very painful.
Mm-hmm.
And even cause bleeding. Now, what you do to start off is really simple. You got to clean up your bowel. So you want to take berberstatin, a capsule twice a day, live-in probiotic, results extract from Paris twice a day, one capsule, and every third day, a living probiotic ultra, which is the Howard Hughes strain, the most powerful probiotic on the planet. You want to also take one or more other pathogens. And I recommend spraying around the breast with NutriSilver because it's going to be safe for the baby.
More pathogens, like what, for example? What do you mean?
Well, for example, you antipathogenics, man.
That's right.
Antipathogenics.
Yeah.
Antipathogenics, yeah. We're back now. Yeah, so the power knocked us out. Okay, so let's continue. So,
and thank God Dr. Bill bought a nice big generator out there. And we're
this is what I tell people right now. Actually, I'm negotiating with a company to get them on the air and talk about it. It's called Solar Hydrogen. And I tell people right now the best system to get that's reasonable price is to get a propane generator, Generac. Mm-hmm. I've got a 20-kilowatt generator to kick in with a transfer switch in 4 seconds automatically. So it generates enough power for 4 houses to 5 houses. And I have a backup APC system for my computers and so on and so forth.
Well, we just saw that. Even the computer stayed on and everything else was gone.
Right. And the lights.
Just for a second, though. The generator just kicks right in.
The generation takes 4 seconds. This kicks in less than a second.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right. It does it instantly.
Yeah.
So,
you're set up there.
Yeah. So I set that all up because I believe in backups of backups of backups of everything. So,
are you ready for the next question?
Yeah, well, just
where
want to finish.
Were we?
You're reading there. You're talking about rheumatoid arthritis and so on.
Yeah, did we finish that one?
Yeah, I think we did. I think the important thing to understand is that...
No, you're talking about... Never mind.
Go ahead.
No, you talk.
So the important thing is whether it's autoimmune disease or this lady with the breast problem...
I thought we were talking about thrush.
Thrush, is you have to use antipathogenics. I recommend spraying the nipple with NutriSilver, mm-hmm. taking orally Living Probiotic Ultra, and Berberstatin, and... That will usually clear it up, and you can also use around the nipple pregnenolone cream to stop the inflammation. It's very safe, safe for baby, too. It's a natural anti-inflammatory. It's a pro-anti-inflammatory.
Well, that's where we left off when the power went off. It was over antipathogenic.
Right, so you use pregnenolone
and I
cream.
Say, which one?
Pregnenolone cream and NutriSilver around the nipple. And then
NutriSilver.
And I recommend you take at least NutriSilver and Allicin Med, or NutriSilver, Allicin Med, and Neutrodyne. Orally, and you can also take NutriDefense that'll boost your immune system.
Oh,
because
goodness.
A lot of time the mm-hmm. yeast is very persistent, especially the branching form. And in women that have this, they have to should cut carbohydrates because they could be turning diabetic or been borderline, especially during pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to cut the carbs down and get rid of white bread, white sugar, and so on, and take our antipathogenics in order to clear it from the bowel because they'll often reinfect themselves.
Are you ready for this next question?
Yeah.
You know how I like to put out all the questions.
Yeah.
Good or bad, sweet or sour.
Right.
This guy's name is Nova, N-O-V-A.
Right.
In an email. Never heard of him. But he says, I just want to find nutritional support. I was shocked when I saw a picture of Trump and Pence on our website. Please give us a break. I just want to do normal things without feeling overexposed.
Well,
I will not be buying your product, though I was interested in the brain formula. I knew you'd say something to that.
Okay.
Like
well,
so many people, we are sick of sensational politics and tweets. Well, speak for yourself there, Nova. I think Dr. Bill probably has something to say.
Let me have a response. Number one,
yeah.
If you're listening to my show, you're going to get the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And that means Trump Pence. And if you don't like it, you can walk and turn off the radio and you will not be getting my help. Thank you.
Okay, then let's just go on to the next
question.
We're
moving on. So you have to understand, I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, but don't be abusive. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, he's our president now. If it was Hillary Clinton, I would equally respect that she's going to be our president. So you have to understand that we won. We're going to fix things that were messed up with Obama and also with George Bush and the previous presidents, Clinton, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he's done, if he's fixed things and he hasn't fixed things, then we can judge him. But for you to say that you're offended by that because I'm giving you help offends me. It makes me
just
really, really,
you know,
makes me very
people,
damned angry that you'd suggest
just letting
that.
Just you know, okay,
I,
Bill.
Yeah, well.
I should know better, but I have to.
Yeah.
I like to read everything that's out there.
Yeah, I want people to understand that I only put a little picture up to say, hey, our president's getting inaugurated. By the way, he's a president of Native people, black people. People who just arrived here from India, they're now working in a high-tech industry. He's of people who have been here 5 generations or 10 generations or people who just moved here 2 weeks ago. He's our president.
People like me that were born Canadian and now I'm full-fledged American.
Now, and he's not perfect, by the way. I call him a baby Christian and, you know, he's got his warts, he's got his potty mouth, et cetera. But the fact is he's a good man and he's going to do good things with Mike Pence, which probably scares the heck out of the left because he's pro-life. He is now.
I know.
He wasn't in the past.
Yeah.
He's got Mike Pence, who's super uber pro-life, actually, in the state. Do you know in the state of Indiana, where he's from, they passed laws basically saying that outlaws completely late-term abortions, which is over 20 weeks.
Yeah,
and they have
God
to,
for that.
They have to also advise the mother. Do you know in states where they passed laws where they just have to see an ultrasound and the mother can make their own decision? 78% of mothers, even if they're going to have an abortion, won't. Once they see the baby in an ultrasound, it's over. So
yes.
You have to understand... We have a Christian pro-life president and vice president now. I know in the past they weren't, but most people are sinners. Our saints now were sinners in the past. Okay?
God bless America.
Including this president who put God inserted into his mm-hmm. inaugural speech at least twice.
Dave from Calgary, our old stomping ground, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And Dave says, Dr. Bill, I love your shows. See, there's just one bad apple in the whole entire last 6 months.
No, right? It's not a bad apple. It's a self-serving, narcissistic apple that realizes I care for them. But if they repent of abusing me, I will take care of them.
I must have felt like pressing your buttons today because I should. You know what? Do you want me to read all the emails? Do you like to hear the good, the bad,
I want to hear
the
good, bad, and the ugly. Yeah,
that
would surprise me actually.
Or do you want to be fake and just go on there and read everything that's good?
I'm pawing the ground like a Brahma bull.
You said you wanted the truth, right? So
yeah.
I say it. Okay. Dave says, I love your shows, and I took a QRMA test, the results of which was pretty scary.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. And Michelle, you had an interesting story about our gentleman Dave.
Some of it I'm going to keep private there that he mentions. But basically, he in the 90s, he had strong chest pain radiating up from the neck into the jaw. And now, Bill, I know that you've you've sent him a protocol. And
yeah, actually, he purchased a QRMA machine and sent me his history. I analyzed it, and he had a lot of stuff wrong, like seriously wrong.
Yeah, he has some swollen ankles.
And he had some pretty serious surgical things going on in the last few years, too. When you look at his QRMA, which looks, and remember now, it's not so much diagnosis predictive, because it looks at the spectral frequency patterns of biological frequencies in the body. The research was developed by advanced scientists in China. Similarly, in parallel, the Metapathia machine was developed by Dr. Nesterov as a group working with the Russian Space Agency on the Metapathia and previously the Bioplasm. What they do is they look at biorhythms and they apply quantum mechanics to biological systems. And when I look at the QRMA, it tells you things like heavy metals, organ function, nutrient deficiencies, mineral deficiencies, etc. And it was very helpful because I can interpret and tell you from what that pattern shows in his history what he needed, and he needed a lot of stuff. Now, in 6 months, he'll need probably half as much, and it'll be different, which is good because if somebody has a QRMA, in the long run, you save a lot of money because, number one, you take what you need and not what you think you need. And it's going to change. Like, for example, what he's on now, a year from now, he'll be on probably a third of that, but it'll be a different pattern.
Bill, next is Jenny. And Jenny is from Virginia. And I think you've given her a protocol for hypothyroidism.
Right.
And she wanted to know, what is the dosage? Is it 10 drops two times a day?
That's the basic dosage for of Neutrodyne. And then she should be on one or two mitothyroid in the morning. Minerals Plus and selenium cruciferate, because you need seven minerals to deiodinate what's called a 5' deiodinase to actually turn T4 to T3, which is 4,000 times more powerfully attached to the crystallography of the mitochondria and turn on oxidative phosphorylation than T4. And you want to make sure that you're supporting thyroid function normally so you don't have an elevated reverse thyroid that literally will block your thyroid metabolism.
Well, she's asking you, how do I do AM, morning, core temperature?
Easy. Do just a thermometer in your mouth or under your arm before you get up and start walking to the bathroom, because when your muscles twitch, your core temperature rises. So just before you get out of bed and do things, you do it under your mouth or under your arm. And I recommend an oral temperature, a good electronic thermometer, or an alcohol-based thermometer, which is slightly more accurate, because the electronic ones, unless you get a good quality one, may not be as accurate. But if you get a good accurate electronic one, you're laughing. Keep a chart. If you're hypothermic, it means you have type 2 hypothyroidism. And if you measure your reverse thyroid hormone, it's elevated all the time.
She says, thank you, Dr. Deagle, for your recommendations. I'm able to take the Neutrodyne at this time for Hashimoto's hypothyroidism. It's a wonderful product, and I'm thrilled that I lost about 15 pounds with it since I started using the supplement.
I think she was also 2016. She was also previously on synthetic thyroid. Some people who are heal so quickly, they don't even need to take thyroid. But I usually recommend to take our glandular mitothyroid, which is thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus. And if you're crash after you're on our protocol, most of the time it's your adrenals, so you need to do a salivary test or a QRMA. The salivary test measures cortisol, DHA, and pregnenolone, and you can also take the adrenal support and the DHA pregnenolone. Go ahead, Michelle.
I'm going to find a moment to say God bless you. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Bill, for getting a generator. I'll be happy when I step out of the studio today. Bill? Always a pleasure, isn't it? Thanks for all your wonderful answers.
The host with the most, and thank you for such a pleasant way of delivering the answers to people. That's why our hour with you is the most popular here on the Nutri Medical Report.
God bless you. Have a great weekend, and welcome to Trump and Pence.
Trump Pence of God.
President and Vice President.
Yeah, exactly.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient, with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.